share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. When the My Sagittarius application was first introduced, us Malaysians were wary that the application was being used to monitor and track us. Now, it appears that the app, which holds private information on millions of people, has been sold to a private company. Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim has since raised the red flag on the sale. He wrote, "The 24th of March 2022 Public Accounts Commission, PAC, hearing raised questions about the sale of the My Sagittarius COVID-19 tracking app to a company in the private sector. The government's decision to give up control of the My Sagittarius app was made by the Cabinet during a meeting on the 26th of November 2021. Approval was given by the Cabinet to the Ministry of Health, MO, to appoint MySJSDN. BHD. By direct negotiation to take over the My Sagittarius app. However, in December 2021, the PAC recommended that government should take over the operation of My Sagittarius without incurring any additional costs given that it has become an integral part of the national health system. MO officers had testified in front of the PAC that MySJSDN. BHD. Is not related to KPI Soft, the company that built My Sagittarius as a CSR initiative, but Anwar believes otherwise. He claimed that despite KPISoft's rebranding to Intumo, they are still linked to MySJSDN. BHD. And that the firm is owned by political cronies. The directors of MySJSDN BHD include two founders of KPI Soft. The directors of MySJSDN. BHD. Also include individuals with political and business connections to parties in the ruling coalition government. Including Tan Sri Dato Seri Syahril bin Shamsuddin, who was the CEO of Sapura Energy until March 2021, and Tan Sri Dato Seri Megat Najmuddin, who was an UMNO division chief and later, a senior member of BERSATU. Furthermore, 81.4% of MySJSDN BHD is owned by another company, Revolusi Asia SDN. BHD. Of which 88% is owned by the founders of KPI Soft. In other words, 71.2% of MySJSDN BHD is owned by two co-founders of KPI Soft, which built MySagittarius. To say that there is no link between KPI Soft, Intumo and MySJSDN BHD is not accurate, he added. Anwar went on to share that, due to the sale being a direct negotiation, the deal resembles the pattern of rewarding companies and individuals that have political and business connections with the government. Furthermore, the sale of MySagittarius to a private company raises substantial concerns about data privacy and the potential abuse of private health-related data on millions of Malaysians. MySagittarius has recorded, according to Mo published data on GitHub, over 11 billion check-ins since December 2020. This check-in data contains intimate details about people's personal preferences, consumption patterns, social network. We assume that MySagittarius databases also include private personal health data about individuals' reported health symptoms and COVID-19 positive diagnosis, he explained. With all that being said, Anwar raised multiple questions that require clarification from the cabinet, including, why was the decision made to sell MySagittarius to a company in the private sector instead of allowing the application to remain under the control of MO? Why was a public tender not conducted in order to make the sale transparent? What are the reasons making MySJSDN? BHD. The only company under consideration for this project. Does the Malaysian government frequently reward individuals or companies that conduct CSR for the benefit of the Malaysian people with lucrative contracts? What is MySJSDN? Bode's scope of work as it pertains to the operation of MySagittarius, and how is MO able to ensure that the data collected by MySagittarius will not be misused by third parties, including MySJSDN. BHD. Are the terms of this contract in compliance with the past assurances given by MO regarding the appropriate use of Malaysians' personal private health data, MySagittarius' data privacy policy, and the country's data privacy laws? What are MySJSDN? Bode's obligations to ensure that the data which Malaysians share via MySagittarius on the basis of a public mandate will not be used for marketing, product development, surveillance or discriminatory purposes. And, Anwar isn't the only one concerned, as Klang MP Charles Santiago also raised a red flag on this matter. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin has since clarified that the government has never sold the MySagittarius application to any private parties. The government also did not make any payments to KPI Soft, MSDN. BHD. KPI Soft, which developed the My Sagittera application throughout the usage period of the 27th of March 2020 and the 31st of March 2021. This was based on the company's decision to offer the application to the government for 1 year, without any charges, based on its corporate social responsibility, CSR, principle. Though, because the CSR period has ended, the government has decided to purchase the My Sagittera application. The government, on the 26th of November 2021, also decided for the Health Ministry to establish a price negotiation committee, comprising of members from all stakeholder agencies, to negotiate the procurement and management of the application with the company. For 2 years, in line with the government's procurement procedures, he added. Let's just hope that the management aspect of the deal doesn't include any third parties having access to the people's private information. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read. Machines believe MAEP's quarantine center reopening is to prevent Hari Raya celebrations. Source. Yutusan Source. Channel News Asia Source. Bloomberg Source. Signer Harian. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.